This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're shining our spotlight on the Clayton Public House.
We are chatting with Carmen, who is the owner and marketing director at the Clayton Public House in Surrey. Hey, Carmen, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about the Clayton.
The Clayton is one of my favorite places in Surrey. It's been around for 6 years. We're located on a nine-hole executive par 3 golf course. We have two amazing patios with amazing views. You can see Mount Baker from our place. And we've just recently, through COVID, we enclosed them and heated them as well. So it's kind of like your living room outside. It's pretty amazing. We dove in and made the menu a brand new menu at the beginning of COVID. People are loving our food. We're loving serving it. We have a good time. We've got good food, good people, good time.
Yeah, 100%. I've been there multiple times, and I have to say, was not expecting the view from the patio, and there's like a beautiful fireplace. It was just patio lights, like so gorgeous. When I went there for happy hour one night, I was like, why have I never been here before? It's a hidden gem.
We got a lot of that during COVID because I think the bar had been multiple things throughout the past 20 years, and it just never quite hit the same as what we've done. And we had a lot of new people come in and say they were so impressed, and they didn't know about the views either, and it's a quite large space, and so it was actually quite perfect for a lot of people during the last 2 years. But we have a lot of new regulars that didn't know about us before 2020.
Well, I'm one of them. You pulled me in with the crab night, and I think I've been there every single Wednesday since. I remember driving past and seeing, because every single Wednesday night you guys do a crab and shrimp night where it's $1.75 for five, or per, but you have to get a minimum of five, which is easy. I usually end up getting like three orders of both. I'm so full by the end of it. It's so delicious, but I remember driving past and I saw your sign outside and I was like, oh, $1.75. I was like, oh, it can't be good. There's no way. And I went in and I was like, you got me. You hooked me. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's one of our busiest nights during the week. People love it, coming in for the jumbo shrimp and the crab claws and the crab legs. And it's been a standing tradition. My business partner put it in a few years ago, and it's a hit. Everyone loves it. It's a good time. You get down, get some good food, get a little dirty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's usually live music on Wednesday nights, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
So amazing, too. I've also noticed on your Instagram, because I'm usually there on Wednesdays, I have to admit, but you guys have something going on every night of the week.
Yeah, we do. We wanted to hit everybody in our local community. So on Monday nights, we have paint nights. Tuesday is wing nights and trivia, and the hosts are the Green Men that we used to see on TV at the Canucks game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So Wednesday is crab. Thursday is musical bingo. And then obviously Friday and Saturday are just, there are DJs, get down, have fun, and brunch, obviously, on all weekends and holidays.
So there's always something going on. Anytime you want to go there, there's always something fun happening.
Always. And with the spring coming and the summer months, there's going to be a lot of stuff. We're going to utilize the golf course, do a lot of really cool things, and just bring the fun back. I think people are ready to have some fun.
100%. It's nice that things are finally starting to open up. And I did notice a couple months ago now, that you guys did, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was some sort of collaboration where puppies came, and there was, you buy a ticket, you get a beer and a burger, but there was also a bunch of puppies there up for adoption. Was that in coordination with you guys? What did you guys do there?
Yeah, so that is a server that used to work for us a couple years ago, Coral. She runs Endless Possibilities, and we are actually doing that again in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, so all the money goes to, all the proceeds go to Endless Possibilities, and they do amazing work. I actually have a dog from them myself. They rescue from Manitoba, and so you get a whole bunch of huskies and shepherds and rotties and mixes, and they're beautiful. But yeah, you get to $30, and you get your burger and your beer, and you get to come down and you get to play with puppies and possibly adopt a puppy. They've got kind of stringent process you have to go through, but yeah, you get to cuddle with some puppies while you have some really good food. So it's a fun day.
Hey, well, thank you so much for chatting with me today, Carmen. I appreciate it so much. I honestly can't wait for next Wednesday to dive in, get my fingers greasy with some crab night.
No problem. Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Have a great rest of your day.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know a local artist, business, or event that's going on that you want to nominate, head to pulsefm.ca and nominate them today so we can put them in the spotlight.